Shut up and sit down.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 103. I can't say that. That's like too many syllables now. We have too many episodes. There's too many syllables. Episode 103 of Geek Grills. Holy crap. We are a podcast that is primarily supported by our patrons. You can become a patron at patreon.com/grills. Also, we are supported more and more by our Twitch bit throwers and subscribers. So that is also how we find ourselves being supported these days. I am the Jen, and I am joined today by my co-host Linda.
Hi there.
And also, we have a special guest today, Patriarch of the Drunk Kids Gaming Family, also host of GKG Whelp on Sundays and Sports Odds and Ends, King Kaz.
Hello there.
Hello, universe. today, we have our, you'll notice that we are short a host today, Ember, a.k.a. 9 of 12, a.k.a. September. I guess I'm the only one that calls her Ember. I don't know. has family mayhem. It's like the first day of school. There's chaos. So it'll just be the three of us this evening. But yeah, so what have you crazy kids been up to? Linda, what has been going on in your world?
I've been finishing off all of the cosplays that I have coming up for Dragon Con. So for our live viewers that can actually see me right now, I'm going to show you. It's the top. This one's not fluffy.
It's not so fluffy. Not fluffy. You're not going to die.
This is the top of the Silence Glaive that I made for my Sailor Saturn cosplay.
Oh, look, it's not floppy at all.
Floppy?
Well, oh, remember we were discussing to make a floppy glaive.
Right. No, it's not. I put lots of super glue on it. Also, I found this mirror duct tape, which is awesome.
Oh, that's duct tape? It's,
yeah.
That's shiny. Mm-hmm. For our non-live individuals audio, you are doing Sailor Saturn, right?
Yep.
So and the glaive. Has,
yeah. You can look it up online, or just look up Silence Glaive. This thing, I think it may be 6 feet, so it's much taller than I am. Again, I made it modular so that I could transport it easily. So this is just the top of it. The rest of it is two more pieces that come together. So that is like the shining achievement, literally and figuratively, of my week last week, because that was the big thing that I had to get done.
So with that is that the whole costume then?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All my cosplays are done. I'm ready. I am packed, except for like my normal clothes. I am packed for Dragon Con.
You're going to wear normal clothes at Dragon Con? Is that allowed? Nice. Are you allowed to wear normal clothes at Dragon Con?
Yeah, they're geeky t-shirts. It'll be fine. No one will know.
by the way, I encourage everybody to check out. I know we're going to pimp your channel later, but Linda's Twitch channel, I went back and watched some of the VODs for the crochet cosplay. It's really ridiculous. You should go check it out. It's amazing. It's TruNoob, TRUN00B. Go check it out. I didn't actually believe that you could do that kind of cosplay out of crochet. It's kind of insane.
Yeah, no. Now, of course, my brain is like, what can I do next year? And I'm like, shut up. You haven't even gone to the convention yet.
At least you guys are driving.
No, that's how all cosplayers are.
Yeah. I already am like, okay, for MomoCon, I need to do Pink Diamond from Steven Universe.
And
I'm like,
oh, my God, if you do Pink Diamond from Steven Universe.
I want to.
Lapis is so beautiful. I found a new fan art Tumblr today that I spent way too much time on. Way too much time on. Anyway, sorry.
Then the other thing that happened this week was a car adventure. So Friday, I woke up, went to go to work, and my car was dead. Batteries died. I'm like, okay. We have roadside assistance. It's fine. So I called them, got a jump. It only took like 20 minutes for them to get to my house. So, as the car is like revving, you know, I'm leaving it running so that the battery will charge up. I notice every time that the air conditioner compressor cycles, my lights are flickering. But I'm like, okay, the battery's still really low, so let me turn the AC off. So I let it run for about 20 minutes, and then I tootle off to work. As I am getting on, I am on the on-ramp, getting on to the highway to go to work. I'm like, oh, right, it's stuffy in here. Let me turn the AC back on. I turn the AC back on, car dies in the middle of traffic. I'm like, okay, we're coasting off to the side. So coast off to the side on the on-ramp to the freeway, and I call my roadside assistance again. I'm like, I need another jump. And they're like, okay, it'll be 45 minutes. 3 hours later, the dude shows up, jumps the car, nothing happens.
Great. Great.
And I'm like, well, need a tow. So I call my roadside again, like, need a tow. An hour later, tow truck shows up. He takes me back home. By this point, it's 2 o'clock. My office closes on Friday at 3. So I'm like, I'm not going to work. And just like by the end of it, I was just like, I am so done. I'm so done. And I was like, what is going on? Like, I thought, if it's not the battery, it because it should have been, charged up by that point, it's got to be the alternator, whatever. So my husband buys a new battery. We switch it out that night. And then I go on Saturday morning to the Midas that's down the road. And I'm like, check the battery, check the alternator, go ahead and check my brakes, check my tires. And what was the other thing I had them check? I had them check something else while I was there,
Check
just
all the
because.
things, whatever all the things is. That's what I would like you to check,
All the things.
please.
And so they come back and they're like, oh, well, your alternator's fine. The positive connection for your battery is bad.
Oh.
So that's probably what did that. So we're going to
Cool.
fix that. Also, your brakes on the front are getting to the point of no return. You should probably fix those too.
Hey, it's time for us to start upselling you. Now that we've fixed the one problem, let's take advantage of every opportunity to fix all the things. But at
Well,
the same time, it's probably
I
good.
asked. I did ask.
It's true. It's true.
So after a bunch of preventative maintenance, my car should be good for the next, yeah, I don't know, a year and a half. Let me do knock on some wood there.
Yeah, fun
But yeah,
times.
just
Exactly what you wanted.
that whole Friday was just like shot. I was
Yeah,
like,
sucks.
I got home and I took a nap. I was like, I am done, because the entire time I'm sitting in that car, there's no AC because I have nothing to turn the car on with. No battery, nothing.
I
My
comes.
flashers didn't even work.
When I saw your post and you were still like on the side of the road, I was kind of worried. I'm like, I hope you have water and like it's hot
Well,
and it's hot in that area. It's crazy.
yeah, it was not the best, but there was I had for whatever reason that day, I had packed a like granola bar for breakfast, along with the yogurt,
Thank
along with the
God.
yogurt that I had to throw out after. But I was like, at least I'm not hungry,
Yeah, that helps a little bit,
because
maybe.
that would have sucked a lot. But yeah, that
Jeez.
was my adventure on Friday and Saturday, but it's fixed now, so there we go. And at least, even with all of that bullshit, I got all of my cosplays done.
Exactly. That's impressive considering. Yeah, get to that point where you're just like, all right, I'm done. The day is done. I'm not going to work now. We are done now. I'm going to
Yeah,
go
and
home and take a nap.
they were
I mean, it's
super
not a
like,
good cosplay crunch unless something breaks.
of
of
true.
course.
That's
But
true.
they were super nice at work. They were like, no, it's fine. You just go home.
At
We're fine.
least that's one good, one shining thing. Well, you're just about ready then. You've got your cosplay nearly put together, and I'm excited. I can't wait to see pictures. I'm stoked because you're also doing
I've
the
got
Little
I've got
Mermaid thing,
two
right?
yeah, I've got two Full Tilt cosplays and two Lazy cosplays.
Nice.
So it's Daughters of Triton with my friends. We're all going to the aquarium, and we're all gonna
So
get pictures as
awesome.
mermaids at the aquarium. And then there's
Love
the
it.
Sailor Saturn,
I
which
love it.
there's the big photo shoot of. And then the other two is Hufflepunk
I was
and
just gonna ask if you were gonna do Hufflepunk.
yes.
Yes! Yes! That makes me so happy. I love your Hufflepunk though. It's so good. Oh, I
Yeah,
love it.
Hufflepunk, and then I'm gonna do a Captain America in mourning.
Remember we had Super on talking about Marvel, super Marvel homeboy. He has a Hufflepunk cosplay that he's done before. I totally have to show it to you. It's so good. I love Hufflepuff for life, my friends. Hufflepuff. Yeah. So, yeah. Kaz, what's been going on in your world of nerdiness and what have-a-tude?
For me, it's just all the podcast stuff. Hanging out with Curly and doing DKG, and then my ever evolving drug habit that JVZ put me on of a football manager, which is just a football managing simulation game that I play way too much of. And just at this point, I just leave it running on my laptop. I think Steam thinks I have 200 hours played of that game, but it's just because I leave it on and I don't close it ever. So,
Okay,
sometimes.
I want to understand why, and by football manager, it's soccer, right? It's actual
Yeah.
football, not American
Soccer.
football. Okay, just want to
So
clarify for the
they tried an
kids.
American football version, like a very long time ago. They tried to make one, but it was really, really bad. It was like horrendously bad. And then they were just like, all right, never again. One trying out.
I was
Meh.
like,
Yeah. But if I don't know, it's more of the spreadsheets and management simulation part than anything else. So it's all the like, ooh, I could buy this dude for like 100,000 and sell this other guy for 5 million and put that into my club. And oh wait, I made my team really shitty. Like there was a reason we were paying that guy $5 million.
It sounds a lot
And
like
it's
what's the
fun.
car one that everybody's super into? The racing one.
Motorsport manager. You
Motorsport
just
manager.
put a word and then manage.
You said race car, and all I could think was GTA 5. I'm like, that's not right. That's not.
No. Slightly different. Slightly different
Slightly
level of.
different.
No, I watched
But
somebody play
the
that one, the Motorsport Manager, and I imagine it's pretty
it was probably
similar.
JVZ.
I think it might actually been Waffle, oddly enough. Oh no, it
Yeah.
wasn't. It was Neshcom. Yeah. That was a fun
Okay.
time. Yeah,
Yeah.
he was like, yeah, this is tedious. I'm like, yeah, that's
It, no, yeah,
perfect.
no, they're all tedious. And, like, unless you're super into tedium, like, they're not for you. So, like, but it is for me. Like, I literally, because you can start them all in different ways. Like, you can do the whole apply to be a manager of a team, or do different things. So this year I was like, oh, I wonder what would happen if I started as the coach for the US national team and then tried to get a job for a club team or just a regional team. And it was fun because at first I was like, nah, I'll just stay the coach for the US national team. And then I realized you don't have shit to do for like 8 months out of the year because you're just like, oh, everybody's off playing football. And then I got to wait for that 1/8 month tournament to happen where everybody comes and plays for the US or their respective country. And then you're like, you're just literally hitting skip day, skip day, skip day. Oh, I got an
That's
email. Oh, no, skip day.
what is
Like,
it that I play
yeah.
that feels like that? Oh, it's City Skylines, where I'm like, all right, put the fast forward on, and
Yeah.
now I have enough money to build some roads. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's what I did, and then the game finally offered me a job for a team, and I went crazy. I fired everyone. I hired all kind of other people. I did all kind of dumb shit because I wasn't paying attention. And then now, like, we're midway through the football season, and even though the club hasn't said anything to me, like, the media just keeps being like, "So you're gonna get fired soon," and I'm like, "What? What?" They're like, "Yeah, no. They think you're fucking up. You're gonna get fired soon," and I'm like, I gotta make phone calls, guys. Like, press conference over. You guys hurt my feelings. And I love
It
it
seems real.
because it's a game that's been around like so long that they've added all these little nuances. So like one of the other little nuances is you have a relationship status with everyone. So, like, obviously, you have a relationship status with your boss, with your players, but you also have a relationship status with the media. And there's this one dude I just re always refused to answer his questions. So now he just asked me the most inane shit. He was just like, "So this other dude got fired. He's an asshole, right?" And I'm like, "Well, I don't know that guy. What do you mean?" Like, he's like, "Oh, all right." And he's like, "So this dude scored 2 goals on your team. How does that make you feel? Make you want to cry?" And I'm like, "Bro, fuck off."
He's like no chill. He's like the scorned woman, man. Like you're done.
And he's one of the ones, like, every press conference, he's like, "So they're gonna fire you after this game if you don't win." I'm like,
He's like the
"Can you
girl you didn't
not?"
take to prom for her friend.
But it's great.
Oh God. Well, it's hey, at least it's fun and there to occupy your time. I don't even know how many hours you have in on that. That
Yeah.
sounds terrifying.
According to Steam, it's 200, but it's not.
That's
It's not.
thanks for thanks for the cheer, Stephen Cogswell.
Yes, always like them Beatties. Yeah, so I've had a fun week. I've been playing WoW. I'm on my road to 120. I was gonna hold it and stream it, and I finally was like, "Fuck it, I gotta just go." I was having some issues with streaming capabilities, but we're back up and running. In fact, I did stream my part of the fantasy football draft. So DKG does a fantasy football draft every year, and so I decided to participate.
DKG Fantasy Football Draft, as brought to you by Sports Odds and Ends.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it's that I haven't done it in a long time, number one. And the last time I did it, I literally just didn't give a shit because it was like people I work with, and I put my money in, and I pushed the auto button, and then my shit got managed pretty much automatically. And I haven't watched
Yeah.
football in like 6 years, at least. Like I've not seen a game live in probably 6 years. And then no. When was the year that the Oakland Raiders actually played on Thanksgiving and it was great? Because I was like, yeah, my team. And then they literally ran into each other catching balls. And I was just like, fuck you guys. Like, we're done. Like, this is why we can't have television airtime, is because you guys are fucking terrible. I was so
I don't
mad.
remember offhand, but that was
I
a
think
good
it was
one.
like 2009. Like, I don't know. It was a minute ago, though, for sure. But yeah.
Last football game I ever watched live was in high school because we had a team that went to the playoffs every single year, so I saw 6 years of football in 4, and I was done.
Yeah, like I'm good. Thanks.
I'm good. I was in the marching band. I had to go to every game. I'm good. I'm good.
So this year, in effort to participate, I realized that there's all kinds of fun news articles about everything that these people have ever done in the last 60 days. Like, oh, so and so ate two sticks of celery at his snack at 10 o'clock this morning. He may not go to practice, and if he's not at practice, I don't know. It's like it's the craziest
Oh yeah, no,
fucking shit. It's insane.
it's the greatest thing,
It's insane.
especially because in the last couple of days, so since we've done the draft gen, like 3 players have retired.
Yeah, dude. And then my
So
guy, I
people are
keep getting
like,
JVZ sending me news. So you do the show with JVZ, right? He's your co-host on Sports Odds and
yeah.
Ends. JVZ's like sending me articles. Like I'm actually gonna fucking read them about like things that are happening on my team. I'm like, okay, you are already managing my team better than I am. Like we're in bad shape.
I love it because one of JVZ's like top picks retired.
That's
He's
fucking
just like,
crazy.
what the fuck?
And then I picked somebody. I was like, I think I
And
heard that guy in the news. So I picked him. Somebody was like, well, that's because he got caught for doing Adderall. And I was like, whatever, you can do Adderall and play. He's like, no, not if you don't have a prescription. I'm like, oh yeah, that would be a little bit different, huh?
Because at that point they consider it a performance enhancer.
Oh man, it enhances something. Woo.
I got to a point where I
And I
was
love it.
basically just
Like,
picking players by how their names entertained me or if I couldn't pronounce them. That was pretty much it.
me see really quick. Yeah, so two very prominent players retired.
Poor
One dude just
JVs.
retired. He didn't really say why. I think he just was like, yeah, the
Like, I
passion
made
for
my money,
football is
peace. Like.
dead. Yeah, the other dude retired because he's gonna go get a PhD in psychology and
Go
other
him.
stuff.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, that's actually kind of commendable.
But he's like the third dude that's done that. There was one dude a couple years ago who retired because he was just like, I like football, but I like math more. So I'm gonna go study math.
It's really funny. Like,
Like,
one of my best friends has has a master's in mathematics. He might be actually PhD level this one, I'm not sure. But he has a degree in math and played football and like was really, really good at it. And he was like, he would be that guy.
yeah.
He'd be like, all right, I'm done with f-. Like, people were like, why don't you do sports in college? And he's like, yeah, because math is fun. So he did fencing because he felt like okay.
I loved when that dude retired, the different like way different like news outlets covered it. So you had like the really like you decided to be a nerd like kind of
Sorry.
coverage, and like the other people who were like, oh cool, that's pretty commendable, this dude's gonna go get a PhD in mathematics.
That reminds me. So I was talking about having the football team that went to the playoffs every single year. Their star player was a gentleman named Jeff Francoeur. He actually, as good as he played football, he played baseball better, and he is on the Braves team actually, the Atlanta Braves, and he's still there apparently. I was like,
Yeah, Shohei
is he
Ohtani.
still
He's pretty
on
cool.
there? So I had to look him up. I was like, yeah, I knew him like peripherally because we went to the band knew the football players and we all knew the cheerleaders. It was a weird kind of like we all got along, but we were just like, hey, how you doing? Hi, and just.
I tangentially knew somebody who was in the NFL who never had a single minute of play time. But
Oh,
he was on the
they're a little
team.
popular,
But he
yeah.
was on the team, though. It's funny because he was like a star player in college, though. Like, he was big time in college. He played for Hawaii, I think. And yeah, big time in college. And then he got into the NFL, and it was like, oh, cool. I think if I watched, I might be able to catch him on the bench in a jersey. That's cool.
It's a weird like thing, right? Where you go from like, hey, I'm really good at high school. Hey, I'm pretty good in college. Like, and other people are like, you might be pretty good. We'll give you a job. And then you get there and you're like, holy shit, all these dudes are way better than me.
Oh yeah, because
Like,
it's insane. It's like at that level, it's just nuts. Like
yeah.
it gets out of control. But yeah, so fantasy football was fun. We're gonna give it a whirl here. It's been a minute. Something fun and competitive. Obviously, I'm taking it super seriously.
Oh no, you better, because I told
I am
you,
gonna
these dudes are
manage my roster.
savages.
My goal is to manage my roster more frequently than Panda does. So that, and then by then, you can't be mad at me because he barely touches his team like once at the beginning.
Just get yourself one of those little like foam number one like hand things to wave around, and there you go.
Then I'll just be like, hey
Look
guys, look at me.
at me, I'm super serious.
I'm
Super
so
serious.
serious. Look at my tweets of my super serious face about football, fantasy stuff, and fantasy football stuff. It is the nerdiest shit, though, for real. Like, I know that that's always been the joke, is that, like, people who play fantasy football making fun of nerds, and it's like, dude, that is so nerdy. For real, though,
Yeah.
is the nerdiest fucking shit.
It's Pokemans.
It is,
Oh yeah.
It's the Joss Pokemans.
It kind of is. So,
You cannot convince me otherwise.
speaking of the other streaming I was doing, I played Doki Doki Literature Club for the first time. And I was going to do it in two parts. Instead, there is a 9 hour and 40 minute VOD on my channel. Feel free to check it out. I'm going to break it up and cut out some of this stuff. But Curly sat there with me, and I played the entire game in one sitting. And I'm a little hollow. I needed a minute. I think I literally just checked out for the entirety of Sunday. Like, I finished it on Saturday. I took like 45 minutes to just stare at my computer and like look through shit, and then was like, what is even my life anymore? And then I went to sleep, and then I woke up and I was like, oh, I was gonna read about that one thing. Nope. Mindless WoW and watching competition singing clips because they're happy. That's where my
So,
mind is. That's where my life is right now.
without, I don't want to do any spoilers for
Oh yeah,
people.
no, because I was really happy that I wasn't spoiled on anything. It's just a
But
very nice.
did you get the completionist good ending, or did you just get the normal ending?
So I don't know, because I haven't gone back to look at the other versions that I could have had, but I will be doing that. I'm going back through. I'm going to walk through. It is D&D for jocks. I'm gonna go back through and check out like Curly's playthrough probably and a couple other videos. I want to know how it can vary. I definitely predicted a few things, but didn't at all either. Like I knew, but I didn't know. And by the way, guys, play it. It's just a really nice slice of life game about your high school. I'm sorry, we made it college, so we didn't have to feel dirty about how pretty the girls were. So it's just about college and the literature club, and it's fun and everything's great. I will say that the folks that hung out, it was a really good time. We had a lot of people in there and a lot of really great clips where I'm like, oh, Jen. Like, oh, Jen, you are in love with little anime girls sometimes, or anime women's
Women's.
that are clearly in college. It was a good game. I encourage anybody to check it out, and yeah, avoid spoilers. I was really happy to have Curly there to police anybody that said anything was possibly a spoiler. I'd like out of the corner of my eye see the whole chat like go clear and be like D message deleted, like lines of it. I'm like, oh, okay, good. I was like, so clearly there was something that Curly felt crossed the line, so he was there to protect my innocence so that I could enjoy my gameplay. But because there was a few like puzzle moments where you kind of have to figure out what to do, and I just wanted to enjoy that without there being anything being spoiled. So yeah, it was a good time. Definitely check out the VOD though if you're never gonna play the game. It's definitely worth it. It was really, really, really fun. And also, what the fuck? That game, fuck. Like all I kept saying was "fuck you, Curly." I was so mad at him. I was like, "You're such a jerk. You and the other 9 people that made me play this game." I mean, it's awesome, guys. Go play it. It's fun. Slice of life. Yay.
Totally nothing nefarious.
Not at
Totally
all. Yeah.
no.
Totally super nice. Cupcakes.
Only
Yay.
super nice. Yay.
Oh man. All right. So with that, now that we've been through the chaos of all the fun things that we've been up to over the last week, I suppose it is about time for the Geek Grapevine. Feel like it's a sound my keyboard used to make. It used to
The
be
sound my
so
keyboard
loud.
still makes.
I got a quieter one, but Amber used to give me such crap because I type and it's just a little.
Clickety clack.
So I'm gonna knock out all the sad stuff first because, god damn it. Why is there so much sad? Like, all right. So number one, I'm glad that I didn't find out while I was streaming because I would have been a little bit messed up. So John McCain passed. If you've been living under a rock and didn't know this, he was 81. I would like to note that he was a senator, served 30 years in the Senate, which is commendable. I believe he was the only Republican that voted against the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, which that's just I don't care what. Like, he's just a badass, man. Like, that's one of the things. I may not have always agreed with him politically, but that dude was one of the few to stand his ground on what he really felt. And as somebody who lives in the state where he is senator, I will say I've lived in many states. I have written senators many times, and his office always got back to me so quickly. And with, I don't even care if it was an intern that did it, but I always got a response that was very clearly not just a form letter that came back to me. And it had a, it was relevant to what I wrote. It wasn't just like the thanks for contacting, blah bitty blah blah form letter. Like, it was always something. And I think that there is a sign of somebody who handles their office with a lot of respect when that's how it's treated every time. I probably wrote like literally 6 or 7 times, and every single time it was like that. So I have a lot of respect. And like, his one of the things that I had to go back and watch was his political ad that he did in 2008 for during wrestling, during Raw. And it was just like, I'm gonna introduce Osama bin Laden to the Undertaker. And he's like, what do you need to do? Nothing but vote. Go vote. And it was just like, yes, like, thank you for like reaching another, whoever you voted for. Like, he was just trying to get that message out there, and I appreciate that because he reached some people that otherwise don't really care about politics. And yeah, I don't know. Class act. And I'm saddened by his passing.
All right, so that was
That was sad
sad.
thing number one. Sad thing number two. Yeah, I'm interested to have when we have Ember on to go into more detail about her son knowing about what was going on. But I did, so sadly,
You
there's
are a trap.
autoplay on every frickin' news article on the planet. Sorry. The shooting that happened. So there was a shooting in Jacksonville at the Madden tournament. Was it Madden tournament? Yeah, it was a Madden
Yes.
tournament. I wasn't sure if it was like a tournament or like a, yeah, it was the tournament. And now, so I understand it was actually one of the players that they.
I don't know. I've been waiting for more
Yeah, me too.
like articles before like I really make statements on things people have written in get things out into the press. But as it so is foretold, it was one of the players who after the end of his match was had an argument with someone. Left, came back, and then did the thing that he did.
Yeah, that sucks.
And there's just like a whole host of things that are all going to be talked about. So for me in this, the biggest thing is I'm a big proponent of the growth of esports and the growth of competitive gaming. And this is one of those things, if twisted in the wrong way, can be a really big setback to a lot of the work a lot of people have done to put these things in the place that they are.
I didn't want to take away from the tragedy of the situation, but I had that exact same thought, and that concerns me a lot.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, right, like
It's hard.
so far for me, everything that I've seen has been journalistically handled really well. It's a bad situation done by a person who had the already probably mental issues thing. But even within that skew, it's been handled really, really well. It's been very well described. It's been very like like it's been very good to the victims of what happened. It hasn't tried to paint anything in a really weird light other than a tragedy happened that shouldn't have kind of thing, which is how I think it should just blanket be handled by journalists. But
Yeah.
unfortunately, at some point, somebody will find sensationalism in it, and that's when things will get bad.
Hi.
Ember's with us,
Hello.
everybody.
Ember has joined us. The bunny has arrived.
Yeah, this time is a little awkward now that school has begun, because I have kids that need to go to bed and they do things because they're teenagers, like sneak past chores if I'm not watching before they go to bed, or the sandwiches don't get made, or the alarms don't get set, or yeah.
I'm a mom to two
So
cats, and I have a hard time dealing with that. So you have like children that are like able to actually talk back to you, not just like meow back at you like mine do. So I don't even know. I don't even know how you deal. I don't get it.
well, yeah, and bedtimes and things.
Ugh.
Yeah, I was listening to Kaz, and yeah, journalistically, I agree that the story was covered pretty well. I've been seeing a lot of stories about it from my old hometown news because the kid turned out to be from Buffalo, which kind of breaks my heart. A lot of the video footage they've been showing of him, he's like in Bills wear and pictures of him with guys on the team because he did win a tournament at the 716 Club in Buffalo for Madden 2017.
Oh, that's the Buffalo connection. I was trying to figure out what the Buffalo connection was.
Yeah,
Got
because
it.
everybody says he's from Maryland. He's from Maryland. He was going to school in Maryland. That's why he was in Maryland.
Okay.
But WGRZ, I still follow my hometown news, and they're like, "Oh, geez, he was a Buffalo kid," and that's all he posted at first with these
Yeah.
old pictures of him winning there. But then they kind of followed up, And I was a little concerned because this follow-up they had posted today was, so what's Twitch and what is esports? And getting that kind of coverage for this thing we really want to support was very disconcerting. And when my son, right when it was happening, within like an hour or two, Vic came out of his room. He's like, "Hey, did you hear about the shooting at the Madden tournament?" I'm like, "At what? Really?" And he knew who it was. He was like, "It was Brett." He did these tweets. He got eliminated. He did these tweets about, first round elimination, I'm in the mood for it, and then stopped tweeting, and then this happened. And there was confusion for me, and I still don't know, because none of the news outlets I've seen say that he was in this tournament and eliminated. I've only seen things that, he had been in this past tournament. He did buy two guns in August, and he traveled with them, and then he went to Florida to this thing. I'm not sure whether he was a competitor or not. That seems unclear from the reporting.
Yeah, a lot of that is unclear too.
I agree. I was trying to figure out if he was in this tournament or not too, so obviously unclear. I do want to call out Babby's point, though. I really think it's really just to reiterate what Kaz was saying. It really is a if this had been a little while back, we would have definitely had some kind of a weirdo gamer, whatever does weirdo thing, and it's just like the old, like, anybody who wears a trench coat is obviously like dangerous, like whenever something happens at school, like that's the person we go to, is the quiet kid that happens to wear a trench coat. I was a little worried that that was the coverage I was going to see, and it wasn't that for the most part. There were definitely some, like you said, there were just,
Well,
but it wasn't as much as I expected.
I hate that this happened at all in our gaming community, of course, just like with
Sure.
anywhere else. I'm so sick of these stories, but I mean, had it been an FPS game, I think we would have seen a
Well,
lot more ugliness of that angle,
I
and oh
think it's
yeah, not gonna lie.
also, I think it's also, it hasn't fully hit the general population yet, right? Because it's not the everyday news cycle. Like, it's not the Fox News or the Times or any of those places that have reported on it yet. It's been like The Verge
That's
and
because
places like
sadly,
that.
like some of my coworkers said was, "Oh yeah, another shooting, huh?" Like, I guess I didn't notice. Like, that's sad that that is, ugh.
Yeah, we're
Not to
getting
grandstand
there.
and be political here, but that pisses me off that that's the world that we live in.
Yeah, and I mean, this kid had problems. He has a history of mental illness. He had been hospitalized more than once in the last couple of years. His parents' divorce, there's a story in the link I posted, is
Yeah, I read
this
that.
really ugliness about his parents arguing over, his dad doesn't agree with the way the mom was treating mental illness, and the dad was treating it like, oh, you're just exaggerating his illness to get at me in court. And I'm just like, oh, good job, dad. Gross. I mean, the mental health care in this country, and then that we don't have any of these flags or any of these concerns in our gun control laws, that he could just go buy two guns in the same month and then travel somehow around to Florida and, get into places. And no.
I mean, it's scary. It's scary what, and a lot of it comes down to, again, more and more that exact thing right there is more and more about the stigma around mental health and behavioral health, and more and more, what's the one thing we champion for on this show all the time is, you know what? Don't be ashamed of it. There is no reason to be ashamed if you need help. Or even, honestly, what is it Wendy always says? Scott Johnson's sister. She always says, like, yeah, when you have kids, you set up two funds, one for their therapy and the other for college. And I don't just say that as a joke about being a parent. I say that because everybody can benefit from therapy, and if there should never be an excuse that they can't afford it. Like, she's legitimately like, she talks about all the time, like, the most successful people, they see a therapist all the time. Anyway, I get so mad when I hear things like that about, like, therapy being like, admitting defeat or whatever. Ugh, makes me so angry.
No, it's not like, okay, so the best thing I saw ever was somebody had been talking to their therapist because they had depression, and their therapist found loopholes in their own psychological, like the problems they were having. They were like, I don't feel like I can make a sandwich. They're like, well, just eat the pieces up, eat some bread and eat some sandwich meat. You don't have to make the sandwich, just eat the pieces of it. Have a piecemeal sandwich. And it's like, yes, they understand how the brain works. They understand how to get in and find those loopholes so that you can live a better life.
Totally, 100%. I have been reading a book that is written by a psychiatrist, psychologist. I don't remember exactly what his whatever, but has studied borderline personality disorder like significantly. And reading it has been incredible for me. It's an amazingly well-written book. I'll definitely put in the recommendations. But it's things like that where it's like he talks about just that. He's like, the thing that helps these patients the best is them understanding themselves. So he purposely wrote this book for people who have BPD or have, family or significant others who have BPD, like how to understand them better. Because honestly, like, yeah, they get it. The person who has it needs to get it too. Otherwise, like, I don't know. Get help. If you need help, go get help and don't feel bad about it. Get so mad about that. Ugh, sorry. Sorry. It's
Yeah.
just like it's a sticking point for me.
Yes,
Kaz.
it's finally becoming a. It's not there yet, but it's finally starting to become a thing that's not something that you have to be ashamed of. And I'm
Oh,
really
we're getting
glad
there.
for that change.
I hope we get just further and further along. That's what I'm looking for. We had the well, who's the celebrity that always does about her sister, like her sister with depression, and she's been like pushing it, and I can't remember. Oh man,
I
I don't
don't
know. Anyway,
remember.
this I see more and more of that, and again, that makes me very, very happy.
You said my brain erased trigger word, which was celebrity.
Yeah, sorry. If you're gonna have one, that's probably a good one. So, let's get to happier things.
Yeah.
Maybe happier. I don't know. It depends on how you feel about it. Who put in the Xbox jam?
I did,
Yeah.
but I figured somebody else could take it because there was no news there
Kaz,
yet,
did you
so I
get a
just threw a
chance?
bunch of stuff in.
Are you an Xbox player, Kaz?
Yeah. No, God, no. There are very limited things that I like from Microsoft, and their gaming thing isn't one of it. And
Oh, you mean you don't have Windows 10?
this no, I don't. But this makes me feel weird because I'm not sure. Microsoft isn't good at these kind of things.
No, they're not.
So
And their
tell
billing is
me.
shitty with the monthly just on Microsoft Office alone, so I'm not really feeling great about this.
Yeah, like they're one of those companies like you link them to all the bad that they do, but goddamn, the one good thing that they do, you'd be like, it couldn't have been them. It just wasn't. So like, because like literally earlier today, I was looking at Surface tablets and I was like, man, these are really good. Oh wait, these are
But they are good
Microsoft?
though.
But
They are good though.
yeah.
I played on somebody's a couple times and I'm like, I want, when can I get one of these? These are nice.
So this I attest to Microsoft trying to take everything from a product to Microsoft as a service,
Yeah.
which this falls in line to that. It's now making Xbox a Microsoft service and no longer making it a Microsoft product. Like, and I don't know. Like,
Well, I mean,
I
what they're
don't think
doing
this is going to be the
is
thing that wins.
I don't know. I think it's definitely innovative in the fact that people who can't afford, I think it might appeal to an entirely different user base, right? Like the same people who can't go drop $60 on a game, but they can go get it at the Red Box, might be able to budget in, either $34.99 or $29.99 a month when they couldn't drop like, $500 on a console at any given time. And that might work out really well.
Don't you have to be
And
on an
then I'd
Xbox
have
though
people
to have it?
on my Xbox to play with, because I might play Overwatch again if there are more than one other fucking person playing on that
I mean,
platform.
I own the disc still, but I sold the Xbox, so I do technically have Overwatch on Xbox. I just don't play on it. Yeah.
If I was to think about it in like the greatest light and Microsoft never fucking up, it could possibly be like the greatest thing ever, right? You tie in the hardware, the software, and the online subscription to one thing.
Yeah.
You make it super simple, super easy. You give so much benefit for what people would initially think is so little, right? Because you're like,
Right.
hey, fucking $35, you get a console, you get the online subscription, and you get some games probably.
Well,
I
that's
have to say,
okay.
we have
That's.
gold, and that is, I mean, it is good. You just have free games you can go play all the time,
Yeah, like I had
and
Game
we have
Pass for a
enjoyed
hot
that.
minute. Which is the same, I think it's like some of the same games. Like I did Game Pass and I did enjoy some of the games that were on there. Here's my concern. If I had any concern, it is this. We are now offering a bunch of games on Game Pass, so or on this in this bundling in Game Pass, and that being more and more a thing that they're focusing on makes me very nervous because Microsoft went and bought a lot of studios, little independent studios that I liked a lot, and I was interested to see what they're gonna do. And if they don't have to actually make money by releasing them as a full game, and they're just gonna make it based on having a service, is the same quality gonna go into those games that those indie studios would have made if they were actually putting the game out to sell? Like, that's where I get a
Well,
little bit concerned.
now you could almost look at it like this. So if there's more of an influx of money and everything now falls under the Microsoft branch, then that spread is even rather than sales based, right? It's just
That's
straight
true.
up like, hey, everybody gets this budget. You know what I mean? Everybody gets the same budget because this is all the influx from this branch that is supplemented by these things. The thing I then there worry about is Microsoft creates this tree, and then they're like, well, the rest of you have to plant your own tree.
I
You're
do. I
like,
do like the idea of maybe if it doesn't have to be something that they're like, okay, all right, little studio, we want you to continue to make the game you're making, but it better sell. So it's true. There, that is the other side of the
That's what I'm
coin.
saying. Like
Yeah, absolutely.
that's the Microsoft made their tree, and now they look at everyone else like, huh? Oh no, this is our tree.
I think
No.
it's
You can't have any of
potentially.
the apples from this tree. No, you can't have any of our seeds either.
Well, I'm sure they won't let you have any apple. Ha. But I think this might be
Badumcha.
really brave of them in that it's a whole new model, and that's unlike Microsoft. Usually they just kind of copy whatever's working. And we're seeing a lot of game
Are you
companies
trying to
do like they're
insinuate that they
not.
copy Sony? That wouldn't be
No.
what you were insinuating at all, are
Or
you?
anyone ever, like their operating system from day one. But regardless,
Right, fair.
or GUI, I don't know. They all do it.
It's
But
true.
Can I?
I mean, we're looking at this whole different model, and we're looking at like independent game companies are doing things like we're not going to be on Steam, we're going to do our own servers, but this and wrapping in hardware with their own you get the games here is really innovative, and it might work out really well. It might serve as a model that somebody just does better later, where it turns into it's almost like having cable for us. It might be MoviePass
Here's my
and take a
issue.
big shit.
Here's my issue, though. Game Pass, the one time, I'm sorry, the two times I have tried to play a game that I download from fucking Microsoft, the first time it became the 2.5 hour try not to murder your computer with a baseball bat stream with friends. There was literally three of us that could not get onto a game together on our computers. And all we kept thinking was, boy, if this was just on Steam, Kaz couldn't even play with us because he didn't have Windows 10, which is why the Windows 10 joke came from. He couldn't even fucking play it because you had to have the updated Windows and you had to have like the fucking Windows gaming bullshit where I'm like, well, I can see you. You can't see me. Okay, but I can see him,
Yeah.
so he can't see you? Are we in the same game? Like, it was awful. Like, that makes me a little bit worried that we're gonna, like, be like, yeah, get more games from us.
For also a game that when it was on Steam, even though it didn't have multiplayer at that point, was one of the best games ever
Yeah, true,
to
true.
me. I am
It was
a
such a good. I pre-ordered it. I pre-ordered the fucking game. I like 2 months ahead of time, and I couldn't play it for 4 hours into owning it or downloading it because
And
it was just impossible.
literally the best thing was when we saw that E3 press conference, me and Curly, when we were talking about it. And for years I've been like, fuck, I want a State of Decay 2. I want a State of Decay 2. And they were like, State of Decay 2, and I was like, fuck yeah. And then it was like, as long as they don't Microsoft
Please don't
it
Microsoft things that I love.
up. Like fucking glitter in the streets. They were like, ha. Oh, is this not what you wanted? Oh.
Didn't want glitter in your eyeballs, but it's so good. Oh,
Yeah.
sorry. Oh, man.
But very oddly, when you said copying Sony, I just had this weird thing of realizing how much Sony has grown. 'Cause even in their camera market now, like they're like the leading camera manufacturer when before they were the shittiest camera manufacturer, and like one of the big companies finally released a mirrorless camera, and every single reviewer is like, it's good, but it ain't as good as the Sony ones. And it's just so weird to me now, because like 3 years ago, like those same reviewers were reviewing Sony cameras and were like, yo, this is the one you buy for your fucking grandma because you hate her.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's harsh.
Who plugged
Yeah.
in? Who's responsible for DNA, and could it be scooted to next week?
I bet that's Linda.
Okay.
Yes, it can be scooted to next week. I
Okay.
just
We're
it's a
gonna
fun
do
little thing.
science ones.
We're
I do
gonna scoot a
science ones
boot.
because I like them.
I know, I like them too. I like that you had them. That's why I figured it was you, but I would yeah. We'll scoot those to next week. And I'm glad we got that on a happier note, because I was a little worried going in hard on two intense things. So, with that being said, we have Kaz here as a guest, as I'm sure you've been
Ooh,
hearing for quite
hello.
some time. That's this guy right here. Or I guess he's right there. It's weird. I feel like I'm in like Hollywood
There.
Squares. Like you wave to like the people that are next to you in the square next to you.
Show us
So,
Delaware.
so Dad, tell us about these podcasts that you do, yo. I mean, I'm familiar with one of them, but some of our listeners might not be.
So I do two main podcasts. One I do with Curly, who I think has been a guest on this show before, or it is the ever-growing experiment of how long we can stand each other for in a confined space for a while, and then every so often we add another person to that. But no, it's just I just wanted to do the Talking Head podcast, and it's just been an evolution of that continuously over and over and over again.
I like how you guys
And we
are
talk
in
about all
volume
kinds of
two.
yeah, because we made like a really significant hard change, and so something had, titling and everything else had to change too. So it's now volume two of a podcast that already has 100 episodes. So there's that, and then there's my love, which is JVZ and talking sports with this man. So we do Sports Odds and Ends, the show for the fly-by-night sports fan, because me or him don't pay attention enough to sports to legitimately do sports radio. So we just kind of tangentially talk about sports, and then a lot of esports for me, where I get mad. Really, really mad.
So I just came off of doing the League of Legends fantasy draft and season thing with Kaz, and JVZ was in on that too, I believe. But it was great because like I joined and I know nothing about any league players at all. And so they were like, no, it's fine. You'll probably just pick random and win. To be fair, I very nearly won. Just by going on what the algorithms told me, like this person's gonna get the most points, and each week I'd look at my roster. Oh, that's right, you were the one that beat me. That's right, JVZ actually beat me. He was the one that beat me, but only by like a little bit. To be fair, every week I would go in and be like, oh, this guy's estimated to get more points than that guy. All right, we'll swap those two out. That's cool. I literally just went based on what they expected as far as points, and I ended up strong second place.
And one of those esports things. Speaking of me getting mad,
Do you want
I
your
stopped
points?
caring after. Yeah, no, I stopped caring after week one because they literally had a game that died because of a glitch in the game, and the players had physical points. They had physical points that they earned, and then Riot was just like, "Yo, we don't know how to add these points, so we'll fix them by tomorrow." And it was just like your
How
friend
many
that never shows up. And you're like, "Yo, it's 8 o'clock, bro." And he's like, "Yeah, no, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. I'm just on a plane to Jamaica right now, but I'm gonna be there in time." Like, no, mathematically impossible
that's
for you to do
that.
That's
not how it works, buddy. No, it was.
And literally,
intense.
Literally, the last week of the league, they were like, "Oh yeah, we got those week one points though."
Yeah.
And, I was like,
and everybody's like, "Yeah, we were done already though, actually."
Yeah.
Oh boy. So
and all the times they didn't know, even though literally people have to submit rosters, and they were like, "Oh, yo, just so you know, we know you set and locked your lineup, but this player has a stomach ache and he's not showing up, and he's had a stomach ache for a week." Yeah. Good luck with that.
I just like that it's like kind of similar to the fantasy football thing where it's just like, well, I heard that he replaced his mouse with a new mouse, but hasn't practiced on it for like enough time. I don't know if he's gonna
yeah,
be ready.
Like, so the way the league thing works, right, is they make all these dudes show up to a studio, submit their roster, and then they're like, "All right, this is who's gonna play." You could possibly, if something happens, this dude breaks his arm, you could play this dude. But they would literally be like, "Oh shit, we forgot to update that this dude doesn't have a visa, so he's not allowed to be in this country." So
whoops.
Yeah.
Hope you weren't
we also already locked the rosters for this week, so
whoops.
Sorry.
How long have you guys been doing sports odds and ends?
For almost 2 years, but we also did a hard reset on that show too, so
recently?
So, no, not recently, but we were doing it ourselves, and then we had this realization that, like, we needed somebody else to be an adult, so we got our good friend, podcast extraordinaire DJM, to come and produce the show for us, so now he's our adult to be like, "Yo, you've been talking about this one story for 20 minutes, and it's not 20 minutes worth of story, so move on."
Kind of like when we have a fun time here on Geek Girls and we just go and go and go with the news.
Yeah.
It's okay though. You're great for the news. Like that's, I guess I'm used to it because like I listened to Welp on Sundays and it's a good chunk of it is the digesting of the news. Kaz trying to culturally educate Curly and all of us realizing that not only is Curly bad at geography, but Kaz might be a little bit bad at geography too. Maybe.
That was a great moment of Curly pulling up that. I was like, "Bro, I know where things are on the map." He pulled up that blank map and I was like, "I only know about 8 states on the East Coast. That's weird."
It was, I was watching this live with a friend and I am just dying between, I'm like vacillating between, "What the fuck do you mean? That's you. What are you, an idiot? That's like right next to you've been there." And like I'm freaking out, and then also just dying of laughter because like we said, "Well, which one's the nose?" But then the hat has to be somebody else. And I think that the quote of regular Virginia or normal Virginia was like, "Well, if it's West Virginia, what's the other one?" It's like normal Virginia.
Was when he said, "What's this one?" And I was like, "Boston." And he's like, "All right, so where's Upper Boston?" And I'm like,
"I've done." Yeah, if you haven't experienced Welp on Sundays, I encourage you to do so. It's a good time, these two.
We're trying to explain the difference to him between North Carolina and South Carolina. And he's like,
and then he's like, "So
why is there an East Virginia?"
Why isn't there an East Virginia? Yeah. Why does it get to be Virginia, like, when West Virginia has to be West? And all I'm thinking is like, yeah, the whole history of all that, I guess, just missed you. Or when he keeps going, "But Chicago's around here somewhere." And I, like, the third time. And I'm like, "Bro, Chicago, city, Illinois, state. Definitely not a state."
Yeah, I glossed over that one because that was when we were done with the East Coast, and I was like, "Yo, I don't know anything."
You did teach him about the duck walk, though, so that's good. Culturally educating. Oh, man. So with all of your podcasting that you've been doing, what has been your favorite unexpected thing that you have enjoyed about podcasting, or maybe what you didn't expect from it?
You know what was very weird in doing a sports podcast is the anger I get over the way people and it's like I don't have this with a lot of other mediums, but like the physical anger I get over how people treat like female sports like makes me like really viciously angry.
Yeah, I mean, I had my uncle, step uncle, I guess, whatever, was one of the coaches for women's soccer. Like that was when like the national team or the world team, where it was like the whole, what's her name? I feel like Mia Hamm is kind of my mind. Is that the right name? It might actually be the right name.
Soccer player.
But it was her and all those other girl like women, and they were incredible. And it's like it would be like this byline. And it was like, okay, they are like crushing right now. Like that's not normal. Yeah. Like, what? Where is any love for this like at all? Like,
so one of the stories we covered that made me like, it made me blindly mad. Where I was like in myself, I'm like, whoa, bro, chill. Like, was the discussion of having the U.S. women's national hockey team, and then them saying, hey, you know, not even equal, just we would like a living wage. And the people who run U.S. women's national hockey being a bunch of old curmudgeon-y men being like, how dare these women ask for money? They should play for the love of the sport. Which then
at
led
Olympic
them being
level.
Like, yeah. Which... This was the thing that made me so fucking proud, was like, then they were like, well, okay, we won't play. So they were like, fuck you chicks, like, we'll go get these college athletes to play. And they were like, nah, dog. And then they were like, all right, we'll go get, they literally went for like junior varsity and then like varsity, like high school level girls to play. And they like, their parents were like, yeah, no. Like, you're stupid. And it was just like the greatest like tragedy that could only have ever been a play, but it was reality. And then they just came back and were like, so how much money do you want? Oh yeah, no, that's yeah. The fuck? That's fine, perfectly. Like, we love women. And I was like, like, I just want to punch you in the neck. And then they tried to spin it too as like, oh, because at the same time, like the U.S. women's national soccer team was kind of going through the same thing. And then like the hockey dudes were like, look at us. We pay our women what they're worth. I was like, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. Stop. Like, stop trying to spin it and make yourself look good. Oh, I'm still mad. And literally, the only thing that I think really was the camel that broke the straw back was the U.S. national men's team, which was actually made of college kids because the U.S. hockey players were like, no, we don't want to play for you guys. We're like, yo, we're also going to boycott because you're not paying them, like, and that's not cool. And they're like, oh, okay.
Like, oh, people get paid to do this? That's probably a good thing. Getting paid appropriate amount, also very important. Do you, so obviously continuing the shows that you have, any plans for expanding your creative endeavors? I don't know why I said endeavors in such a weird way. I was like completely useless and stupid. Happy Monday, everybody.
There's always this constant thing to bring back this old project me and Curly used to do, which we've been talking about again, but probably won't because that thing is a lot of fucking work. and me and Curly don't have we don't have the wherewithal for it. Between Curly doing all the streaming, me doing all the podcasting and photography.
That's like, true. I didn't even mention that, by the way. Like, I can't believe I didn't mention it at the top. Kaz has some really, really incredible photography. What's your Instagram channel? Is it King Kaz? I don't know.
King Kaz Photo.
Follow the Instagram. It's definitely worth it. Cool stuff. Lots of really amazing beauty shots. Like, really, really cool stuff. And Also, I know you did some cosplay stuff too, and
Yeah, I used to do a lot of cosplay stuff when I went to conventions, and then I stopped going to conventions. And then I'm going to try to start going to conventions again, which means I'll probably start doing cosplay photos again.
Yay!
Yeah, 'cause you'll be at TwitchCon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seriously sounded like Kink has photo to me, and I'm like, wait,
I was like, why is she
you do
smiling
what
at
kind of
this?
photography?
King
I
Kaz
mean,
photo.
it's been offered to me, and I've thought about it because like those people actually pay you,
Yeah, like
and
Kato
I'm
Punk
like,
just put out. She just put out a thing. She's the steampunk one. She does erotic steampunk and other themed photography sets that her subscribers like pay for. And she put out a call out like just the other day, like, hey, photographers, models, 50 photos, we'll pay you. Here you go. Like the money clears fast. Like
yeah.
they
I have a friend
pay.
who does that.
Yeah, you do.
And
Haven't we had her on the
he's
show?
also in
Oh.
no, a friend of mine, and he's also got he's also in politics and has been like shamed for it in politics. Like,
Oh yeah.
really?
It's all right. Somebody got in trouble for deaths per second when they were fucking running for Congress because they played WoW and a rogue back in the day. And they're like, this is where she talks about how many DPS she has, which means deaths per second. Do you really want this woman in Congress? And we're all like, yeah, if I lived there,
Hello.
I'd hella vote for her. Totally.
Yeah.
This is another thing. I hate politics, but I fucking love political theater.
Yeah,
I
me too.
love political
I'm like, oh,
theater.
popcorn. Oh, and then I'm like, oh, this is real and
Yeah,
affects my life
like,
because I get paid now.
yeah, it's
Oh,
just
crap,
like,
fuck.
we're trying to build schools for your children to learn. But did you know Governor Johnson plays with children at parks? And it's just like a hard cut from that other person's commercial at different angles, and it's like him shaking a hand of a kid with a park in the background, and they're like, is this the person you want?
I can't remember
Like,
the guy, but the videos of him and like the son, he's like, this is my daughter's boyfriend, and this is my gun, which I'm not afraid to brandish around him, 'cause he better be good to my daughter, 'cause I'm a real man, and you
I
should
don't know
vote for a
if
man's
anybody's
man.
ever gonna top. Was it Ted Cruz who like did the automatic rifle and the bacon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my
Honestly, there's
God.
so many, and it's ridiculous. Like, I think my other favorite was that I recently got a polling call, and I'm like, oh, cool, polling call. Okay, cool. All right, so are you gonna vote for this person? How do you identify? How old are you? And blah, 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 and all this crap. And then it was just like, I'm like, okay, so I'm like 10 minutes into this fucking political poll, and it's just like, so Kristen Sinema took money from people that are into human trafficking and didn't return the funds until press like encouraged her to do so. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her? And I'm like, what the fuck am I like, this is very clearly obvious. 'Cause then of course the first thing I do is start Googling. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like
Like, who's paying that poll service?
Yeah, like
I think
right?
this is probably partisan.
It's just funny 'cause it's just like so and so is like had voted th for this, and then they voted for that, and then she supports human trafficking. How does that make you feel about voting for her? Just on an aside, just
Yeah.
hypothetically, if she did actually support human tra like,
I'm sorry, I was like, I'm laughing uncontrollably at how you put that. Like, how does that make you feel?
it's a therapist slash polling
Like it's damn
service.
Princess Bride and you're in the
As you
Sorry.
wish.
No, so
Like
if this
I'm
is for posterity, you please,
right.
please be precise. This is for posterity. In his little book.
Yes.
Like we will soon have the day where people are so much more open and like accessible with more and more social media that people won't really have a lot of things to like defame someone with. So then
Right.
it'll just be like the most innate things where they'll just be like, did you know he saw Iron Man twice? How does that make you feel?
Does
Is
that mean
this a person
you
you
couldn't
want
understand it
as
well
state
enough?
council?
He was caught jaywalking. How does that make you feel? Would you vote for this
Yeah.
person?
Be
He
like,
brushes at
did you
night but
know?
doesn't floss.
Like, did you know he doesn't answer his Instagram comments? Is this the person you want running a state senate? And you're just like,
Probably,
I
because then
guess.
maybe they'll
I don't
focus
know.
on what they're getting paid to do? Question mark.
Yeah.
Oh man, not to get too political, but that was the one thing that pissed me off. 45 and not, I'm not like honestly, like that's one of the things that like when that was the when the Trump wind up started, I was like, yeah, political theater. I'm gonna get my popcorn. This is gonna be so good. And then I'm like, oh, are we legitimately like, are people like serious? Wait, people are seriously? This is like a serious thing? Oh shit.
I
Can I go
am.
back and
I
decide that
still
I don't
find
want
it.
to do this anymore?
I still find it hilarious because, like,
It's
I at
ridiculous.
the macro, I only really, really, really care about local politics because those are the ones that affect you the fastest. So, like, I try to make sure I at least vote for those. Like higher end politics take a little bit longer to hit you, in the
Right.
long run, and you hope the next person isn't as crazy as the last person. So like this for me has just been like a travesty of errors that I am just in love with, and like because I now work at a bookstore, watching every version of a book about this like come out by every person who's just like,
Right.
"Yo, I used to work 12 blocks away across the street. Here's my tell-all." I'm
So
just
let me
like,
tell you about
"All
the
right."
time that Obama threw out a napkin at the garbage can that I occasionally walk past sometimes.
Yeah.
A tell-all
What a
novel by Podunk
dick.
number 17. Like
4,000 pages, and you're like, how? What
I
is this fluff?
just think
I
it's
have to
true.
say I'm glad 45 kept his shit about McCain to just a sentence. Because it was
I'm
like,
just pissed that there was no
don't
statement of
try.
praise.
Don't even try to say some kind of eloquent shit like you
That's
failed
true.
with Aretha after the shit you said about John McCain. You just keep your fucking trap shut.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. I agree.
I was waiting
That's
for it. I was like, oh my
that
God,
was
I'm
the
gonna
other
lose my
one.
shit.
I was like, somebody else passed, and I was really upset about it, and I couldn't remember who it was, and now I remember. Now I'm sad.
Oh,
sorry.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Hey,
Aretha
like I
Franklin
am the
passed.
fucking
Okay.
king. Long, good fucking life.
Yeah. I just, anytime. It's, yeah.
Well,
I also don't get sad when people die, so.
So this has been nice. If you would like to join in our discussions, you can contact the show. You can do that by emailing us at geekgrills@gmail.com. You can give us a ring at 508-474-5577. You can tweet us at Geek Grills. That's Grills. And this is not about barbecuing. Sorry for a person that was here last week that was very upset that this wasn't about barbecuing. Oh no, I think they asked if we were Greek, and we're like,
Oh
no.
yeah,
yes,
We're like,
we asked if
he
we're
was like,
said Greek.
oh, I misread. Yeah. Welcome to
Yep.
Twitch. Oh boy. The stuff coming up. Girlfriend, honorary girlfriend. What's on deck, Linda? What could possibly be coming up in your near future that you might be excited about?
Dragon Con.
The con
It
of the
is next
dragon.
weekend. I am so
Yay!
happy. It's my big, we call it the high holy days of nerddom down here. I know.
Hey man, I'm into
I
it.
am super duper excited. It's the most photo shoots probably that I'm going to be doing so far. And we're actually going to be in the costume contest at the aquarium for so our big group that's doing all the mermaids, we're going to go and try and get be one of the finalists is we're a big group, so we don't know if they're actually going to take the whole group. If not, we'll push Ariel forward and be like, go swim, my maiden. But yeah, I'm just super excited because there's a lot of people that I don't normally get to see that are going to be down there, and I'm doing something that I've never done at Dragon Con before, and that is I'm going to be playing in the D&D Adventure League, which they run like a couple of
Oh.
sets of games down there every year, and so I'm like, yay! So I got my a Dragonborn bard that I'm gonna take with me, and I'm gonna play a thing, a game of what was it called? Down once upon a time in Waterdeep or something like that. It's gonna be fun. It's set in Forgotten Realms. I'm happy.
Are you that one?
Yes, I am, Andrina.
Okay. It's a pink one.
It's purple and pink.
Purpley pink. It's like
Purpley
fuchsia.
pink. Yeah,
And
she's
she's
got
very
like,
blonde.
yes.
This is good for that.
So
Good casting. Whoever decided that,
no wig.
good
No wig
casting.
for me for that costume. I
She has a
have
cute
one wig
little,
this game.
like, she has a cute little, like, doohickey McBobber, though.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a second. Give me a sec. Hold
Well,
your
I've seen
horse.
pictures.
Yeah.
She
She
did
continue.
make the head thing.
I want to see more of the head thing, but in the meantime, that sounds really
It's
weird.
on
Don't
Facebook.
listen to
She has
any of what I
pictures.
just said. It's
Yeah.
so anyway, Ember, what is on, what is coming up for you?
Oh, I'm playing D&D again, which is super
Ta-da!
exciting.
Aww!
There's that thing.
That thing looks good.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm
My
just good at
super
making things.
fancy crown thing that I'm gonna wear, and it's on a headband because I'm not dealing with it being not on a headband.
Did any of those jewels come from the ones that you stole from Thanos when he tried to go to Michael's? Just want to make sure that it's the same ones.
No, these are
Oh, they're
pearls. They're
pearls. My
not.
mistake. I just saw shiny. I see shiny and I
Yeah,
assume gems.
there is some shinies on them, which for those that can
Oh,
see, it's the you can
shiny.
buy the headband sans pink and pearls at Joann's because they're selling costumes.
Good,
So
'cause
you
Halloween's
can
a
buy that,
coming.
and then I glued some craft foam on there and some pearls, and voila, there you go, crown.
Still better than I would have done with the same materials. Just saying. Sorry, Ember. I apologize.
It's
D&D.
okay. Well, I was gonna say if I had been here when I was supposed to be here, like I am back to D&D because they moved it from Mondays to Tuesdays in deference to the grills being more important.
Thanks.
And I'm making pouches for the new players.
Yay.
I went ahead and got their, I sent them pictures of all the fabrics so they could pick them this time instead of just throwing a pile of pouches on the table and letting people fight for them this time. So. Doing that, really excited to get back to my my cool character, Selena, and her master sword. I was welcomed back like really enthusiastically. Like John showed up; he's one of the guys who's opening a brewery here with Ryan, and he was like, "Oh my God, thank God you're back." Robbing his puns and his jokes. I can't be subject to that myself any longer because, like, I kind of like. Just like he starts that shit, and my character's just not having any of it. Like, you're not
As
funny.
somebody who has played in a game, I
Yeah.
get it. I get it.
And
Yeah.
but here's the thing, and you'll love this. Rob has, he's like a whole level above everyone else from getting fucking XP from the DM for that shit.
No.
I threw
No.
out jokes this session, like, and we're in the frickin' draft house pub we own. Is like, what a paladin taking his drink? And they said, I don't know. I said,
We're
just
gonna
ice.
run that shit like it's mistakes in a fucking WoW raid. I'm sorry, that's a DKP minus. You better work pretty hard to get your XP back, because otherwise you're
Like,
losing
I
levels
threw out
tonight.
some really great ones. I also used the one from the book we read that we talked about
Oh,
last week.
Anon.
Anon. And at his character, who was just blah, 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 I was like, I think you got a problem.
You should go to
You should go to a
Anon.
meeting. You know, they got these on meetings. I didn't get even a chuckle. It's like he didn't notice I was speaking, went back to listen to Rob. I didn't get any extra XP.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. We got an imbalance. I left and Rob just took over that group, and I'm going to fix
No, you're gonna fix it.
it.
Gonna bring it back. Kaz, what nerdiness or geekitude are you gonna be getting into in the near future?
I'm still waiting on Red Dead Redemption 2 because
October, right?
need my Western. I think so.
Yeah,
Unless it gets pushed back again because
I hope not, because I'm
Rockstar likes to do
excited.
that.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. I've been waiting for a while. It's Grand Theft Auto on a horse, dude. It's fucking great. I'm
Yeah.
happy.
No, and the last one was just like so perfectly a Western, and like that's something that would be so hard to do in a video game, but they did it right, and
I played the shit out of
I
it.
love it. I love the way they tell stories, so it's all good. And then in a couple weeks, Sunbun's on his world tour, and
Yeah, right?
I'm gonna go to
Seriously.
his.
As press junket, like, what the fuck are you doing,
Yeah.
Sunmun?
No, that's what he does.
Nice.
So I'm gonna go to his New York tour dates and hang
Uh-huh.
out, and then I'm gonna do the sad Instagram kid thing and take a picture of all the bridges in New York like no one's ever done it before. And that's like,
what's
that's
that
like
steampunk
special.
game that's coming out?
Steampunk game that's coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Can't wait. I'm
going to be doing a Walking Dead stream soon because I have to. One, because all the streaming shit is working again successfully, thank God. And then also because...
Wait,
then...
have you done it before? Or are you,
no,
like,
I haven't. I haven't.
More...
No. I'm on season 2, episode 2. So I've been streaming them. I've been doing them on stream, but I had to take a break for a hot minute because my computer was not an internet and there was issues. But
okay,
so now I'm going to be picking up on season 2, episode 2, but I want to get through it because the new stuff comes out like September 14th. They're putting in the final season. So I want to get to it so I don't have to just hope for no spoilers because it's been so long now that so many people who've played it, like, the spoilers aren't such a big deal because nobody's talking about it, but I know that when that comes out and people go and play it, I'm going to get spoiled. I'm going to get mad because I like the Telltale games. I think they're fun. So I'm going to get to streaming that here right quick. So,
I loved that first one. That first one.
Oh my God.
Pick a number on
there. I was, spoiler alert, people die. Thanks, Bad Weave. Good looking out. My favorite was like fucking people coming in and try to tell me shit. And I'm just like, cool. Awesome. Great, thanks. You're a dick. So I might try to do it this weekend. Probably not though, because it's, I don't know, it's Labor Day weekend, and okay, I have worked Mondays off, Sundays and Mondays off. So I've been working Tuesday through Saturday for like the last year and a half, and that means that for the last year and a half, I have not had a 3-day weekend, because you don't get 3-day weekends if every 3-day weekend is because you're off on Mondays and you're already off on Mondays. They're like, oh, that sucks for you, I guess. But you get the holiday pay like everybody. And I'm like, yeah, but I want the day. Like every once in a while. You guys are all getting free vacations like 5 times a fucking year. And I'm getting shit for using too much vacation time. Anyway, strong argument that I'm still trying to make to my management. but I get a 3-day weekend for the first time in like a year and a half. I'm so excited. Yay. I'm going to go do things like... probably nothing because everybody's gonna be busy and everything's already booked, but I'm gonna not go to work on Monday and it will have been the third day that I didn't work in a row, and I'm gonna be really fucking excited about it. Boy, adulting is fun, guys. It's all downhill, isn't it? On that note, Ember, save us. Tell us things about where people can do stuff and things when we're here.
Well, remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/grills on Monday evenings. So the next one is going to be on Labor Day, which is September 1st. And we try to be here by 5:30.
Well, yeah. Sometimes we make adjustments because Jen's kind of late a lot. So, yeah. 5:30 is
September 3rd. Sorry.
I'm probably going to be like a zombie by that point, because
shit, I may not be home.
DED dead. I'll figure it out, guys.
Guys, watch the Twitter.
I am taking 3 teenage boys camping overnight the night before.
Hey, guys, watch the Twitter. Find out if we're going to have an episode on September 3rd. It'll be like a game.
You'll have twigs in your hair. I'm going to just be like... like bags down to my nose, and Jen's gonna
be
like
in pajamas,
wander in.
Be pajamas. Half naked, like I'm on vacation.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome. And yes, Cyberpunk 2077. That's what I was afraid you were talking about. What I was thinking you were talking, I wasn't afraid of it, but that's what I was considering you might have been talking about. There is a 48-minute gameplay thing that I'm going to watch pretty much the moment that I'm no longer talking to you fabulous humans, because it has been sent to me by 4 people that are also very excited about that game, and it is the game that I have been the most excited about for this long. I am so fucking happy. I love Cyberpunk. Nom. I can't wait to watch it. I'm super stoked. Yes, there is gameplay footage. I'll make sure to include the links in the notes for the peoples to that. Those of you that are already supporters, you are the most fabulous people on the internet. But we, again, are entirely supported by those of you that choose to support us directly, either by Patreon, or you can become a patron at patreon.com/grills. I want to thank all of our patrons. You guys are awesome. You get the rough cut of the video feed pretty much the same day, loosely. I'll say that loosely. Ember may have had to save my bacon last week. Yeah, and we would really love to have more of you supporting us so that we can eventually have game night. That would be great. You can also support us twitch.tv slash geek girls. You can sub, you can throw bits at us, you can do whatever makes your heart happy and helps support our show. So yeah. What can people do if they don't want to throw money at us, Linda? Or perhaps cannot throw the money at us?
Review. Doing so is free. You can do that on any of your podcast catchers. It helps people find us, and it improves our ratings on the catchers. You can also join our Facebook page, and you can follow us on Twitter and help us spread the word there. That'd be great.
Love it. And where can humans find you on the internet, Linda?
You can listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, which comes out on the first of every month. And you can find me here on Twitch under the name True Noob. That's TRUN00B. Now that all my cosplays are done, I might play a game tomorrow. I might just chill out with some Slime Rancher, maybe
Ooh.
on my channel. So that'll be around 7:30 on Tuesday.
Go watch the VOD. Crochet cosplay is cool. Ember, where can the fine folks find you?
I can be found at 9 of 12, that's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch, and on YouTube doing the Heresy and Hearsay show.
Kaz, if people want to find you, in the internet world.
Yeah, you can look me up on Twitter, where you most likely, if you really don't like sports, don't follow me yet, because football season's coming up, and that's my time to either make fun of Curly or cry with him.
Set a timer. Well, because I heard
time of the
about Julio,
year.
was it
Yeah.
Julio Crackerjack Spine Johnson, whatever his name is.
Yeah, so I think it was 2 years ago we talked Curly into like doing fantasy football with us. We were like, it's really easy. You don't really have to worry. You just kind of do this. And he's like, all right. And Curly very much is not a sports person. But somehow, some way, through fantasy football, he became like a sports person. So he's like every Sunday with me and JVZ watching Red Zone. And one of his players got like injured, then came back, and then got injured for the rest of the season. And he's like, what? How? How do What is this man
And
made of paper?
they kept being like, oh, he's coming
Yeah.
back. Nope.
Yeah.
No, he's gonna
Yeah.
play. No, he didn't play.
Yeah. And then the rest of his team that he picked just slowly got injured. And it was just great to watch that
He was
man
like,
break
oh, this
down.
player's dead. I get it. Thanks. Like,
Yeah.
he was just referring to them as dead after a while.
Yeah. It's good
Oh.
stuff. So that usually happens for me on Twitter, as well as rants about other things and a lot of esports talk usually on Twitter. If you don't like those things, you can follow me on Instagram, where I mostly just post photography or other people's photography or talk about photography. And that's cool. But if you are into the sports thing, you can check out Sports Odds and Ends, the show for the fly-by-night sports fan, where we talk about all kinds of sports, from ball sports to esports. And it's fun, and we talk about kind of the nuances of some of them. Like me, over the last couple of weeks, explaining to JVZ why a pitcher hitting a batter is a thing that is a thing. Why it's a thing.
I love baseball. That's
Yeah.
like the one sport I
Like,
actually
I
watch, so like I'm in.
But it's been so weird to me, which is why I like doing the show and then thinking about people who have no precursors to those things, and then having to explain to JVZ, well, so that guy probably did something. So because you can't just straight up initially fight him, you tell your pitcher, hey, hit him in the butt. You're like, all right, cool. Like, that's our retaliation. Like, it's just like, you're like, okay, it sounds dumb. Because it is, but it's a thing.
It might be dumb, but that doesn't make it any less of a thing. Oh my God. Yeah, so that's sportsoddsandends.com, right? Is that where
Yeah,
people can find that?
sportsoddsandends.com.
Cool. I am, well, first of all, before I go over where my stuff is, Anna, thank you so much for coming on, man. It's been awesome having you. Thank you for
Thank you
joining
so
us
much. It's been fun.
Yes, indeed. And I am at the Jen Says on Twitter. I'm streaming at twitch.tv/thegenplays. And I don't know, everything I do is on thegensays.com because I own that website. I own the shit out of that website. I'm so excited about it. I also know isjenonfire.com. Also find me at isjenonfire.com. 99% chance that I'm on fire if I'm playing a video game where there's fire in any way possible. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game. GG.
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 Oh, good game, everybody. Oh,
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.